I know it's around here somewhere, but I'll be damned if I know where. Personal Information Systems, The Library Role by Elizabeth H. Dow. Convincing Argument for the Need for a New Paradigm for Information Handling was presented by Glenn C. Bacon, Director of Development Liaison for the Rome Corporation, in his 1985 Law Zero lecture at the University of Pittsburgh. Bacon argued that we have been working out of an industrial model for creating information systems and contended that it is time to become more sensitive to the function of information. This paper uses his concepts to examine a phenomenon. Information status. Bacon observed that our model for dealing with information today is an industrial concept of information as a commodity, a material that is frequently measurable and plastic enough to be processed in many ways for marketing to a wide variety of consumers within and outside the organization that generated and or collected it. Within an organization, how much and what type of information one has is a measure of status conRMing the very real connection between information and power. Elizabeth H. Dow is a doctoral candidate, School of Library and Information Science, University of Pittsburgh. Typically, the powerful, that is information-rich, seek to control the flow of information to individuals or departments. Consequently, an informatting system tends to pattern the organization it serves, and one can accurately describe the power structure by describing the flow of information. Bacon further notes that organizations and their information systems have become so complex that an increasing number of institutions have created the role of chief information officer, the factory manager of information. He points out, however, that information cannot be managed like material resources because 1, one can distribute information and retain it at the same time, and 2, the process of information distribution can be invisible. Consequently, as information gathering and management through desktop workstations becomes increasingly an end-user function, information officers cannot effectively serve either as shepherds of information or as engineers of the channels for information. Maslow levels of information need. Bacon contends that while the industrial model was useful in its time has passed. We must stop thinking of our information systems in terms of their use as conduits for a commodity and differentiate among them according to the function of the information they carry. To start that process, Bacon suggests we consider Maslow's model of the stages of self-actualization too. It seems to be a particularly useful model, for it not only casts Informal Library Journal November 1, 1937 systems in a new conceptual perspective, but it also contributes to our understanding of why people react to them as they do. Maslow postulates that individuals' needs tend to present themselves in ways that can be thought of as layers. The RFT layer, that is the most basic needs, focus on survival issues, food, shelter, etc. Bacon suggests that survival-level information is basic natural and resource data used to keep the institution alive. Therefore, the system that manages it is 21 survival level, level 1, system. After survival, says Maslow, comes the need for unstressed survival, security and safety. Safety level. Level 2, information supports management functions. It is at this level that institutions act on the desire to increase efficiency and productivity in their endeavors and to become sensitive and responsive to their markets. It is at this level that each institution's uniquely perceived mission is deemed and enabled, and level 2 information systems, usually traditional management information systems, support the institutional needs just deemed. Level 3, according to Maslow, has to do with belonging and establishing a sense of role and status within a family or group. Within an organization, level 3 systems are the integration technologies that promise to make the institution operate as an efficient organism in which needed information moves rapidly and specifically from one place to another to keep all systems healthy and working in concert with all other parts of the institution. These RST3 are the lower levels in Maslow's model and, according to Bacon, systems to support them have comprised the bulk of the efforts of the information industry to date. Systems that are institution-based and usually managed by specific departments.